Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved brethren, today we heard the gospel. The first gospel was about the Lord coming in from a boat and being met by a person that wasn't all well. In fact, he was possessed. And this person had approached the Lord and said to him, "Why did you come before time to torture me? You who are the Son of the Highest." My beloved, and the Lord had to ask him, "What name does he have?" And he said, "My name is Legion," for a whole legion of demons were possessing that man. That man was apprehended many times by the authorities, and was tied up and held prisoner. But he always was running away. He was even handcuffed or had chained with the metal chains and all kinds of rope, and nothing could hold him. With the powers of the devil, he was running away, never lived in the house, but was living in the tombs and being naked, my beloved. And the Lord had told him to get out of that man. And immediately the demons have begged him, though, "Let us, don't send us away into no place. Let us go into the herd of pigs that were not far away." There was actually, Holy Fathers tell us, there's about 2,000 pigs were there. And the Lord had allowed them to go into the pigs. And they immediately left the man and went into the pigs and made them go all berserk. And they started to run and ran in right off the cliff into the water and drowned. My beloved, the people that witnessed all that, we got so scared, and they ran to the village back, and they said to the villagers, "What has happened?" And the villagers came all back, and they saw the man sitting quite well, sitting by the feet of the Lord, and probably listening to his preaching. And my beloved, they were so scared that they're not... because of the power of God, not only because of that, but because they have lost all that wealth. Can you imagine? 2,000 pigs were destroyed for the sake of that one man to be free. They were afraid of that man. They were afraid to go in that place where he used to go, because he used to do all kinds of terrible things to them. And yet, the wealth was more important for them. They were afraid that if the Lord will continue to stay there, that he would probably take more of their possessions away from them. And of course, that wasn't the case. And the Lord, when he wasn't welcome, he said goodbye to them and went into a boat. And of course, the man wanted to go with him, but the Lord says, "No, you do not go with me. You go home and you tell him what God had done for you." And that man had did that. He went into and preached to all these cities in that area about what the Lord Jesus Christ had done to them. And you know, 2 years later, which we didn't hear it in the gospel today, but 2 years later, the Lord comes back to the same place. And then all the people that were sick and all that were possessed and all that were lame and in trouble, they all came to meet him and begged them to stay with them for quite a period of time. And he stayed with them and he healed everybody. And that was, of course, the man that used to be possessed, that he preached them about the true God, the Son of God that came from the heaven to save us, the sinners. And they believed, and they believed. Do we believe as we should believe? My beloved, sometimes the priest, being a priest, I wonder that where is the faith? Where are the people? Do they really believe what the Lord is preaching? Are we living according to the gospel? Or are we living according to our own mentality and our own brains, as we think that we should live? And If we lived according to the gospel, we would be then understanding the second gospel that we read today. The second gospel of today was for the saint, Eov. Eov Pachaevsky had gathered many, many thousands, literally, of monks that came in to serve God from childhood. His heart went out to God, and he understood all the worthlessness of this temporary life. And he had struggled for main thing is to clean his heart up from all the passions, all the wants of the temporary nature, and to adhere himself to the Lord, our God, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he had done so, and he had conquered his flesh, and in the fasting, the severe fasting, and all kinds of work, physical work, so that eventually his heart was so pure that the Lord had given him the power to also to cast out demons and to do all kinds of miracles. And he had done all those things as the Lord had said. He sent out the disciples, says, go and preach about the kingdom of heaven that had came, and heal the sick, cast out demons, and do all those, resurrect the dead. And this is what many, many saints have done. So the question I would ask, why aren't we doing that? Well, as Saint Seraphim Sarovsky had told the people when they asked, why can't we, we cannot be like the saints and do things. And Saint Seraphim says, you could if you would put the effort behind it. My beloved, if you look at how the people are looking for their careers, what they're doing, well, how they fight to attain their wealths and their things in this world. And look at Russia is going to be in Sochi, there is going to be Olympics. How they struggle. Now, I can tell you that probably those people of us that would struggle as much as these people that are trying to compete in the Olympics and put so much effort into striving to receive the grace of the Holy Spirit and the kingdom of heaven, that they would be all saints. My beloved, let's try to put a little more effort in our struggle for the kingdom of heaven. For the Lord has said to us that the kingdom of heaven is inside of your heart. And then if we get rid of most of the stuff that are hurting our vision, so we cannot see our Lord. For the Lord said to us very simply, he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Well, if we want to see God, we have to purify our heart, and we shouldn't cling with our heart to anything more than to our Lord. The Lord has to be in the first place, and that's for everyone, including for husbands, wives, for children, for parents. The first love has to be to the Lord, my beloved. If we do that, and we acquire then the peace that the Lord gives through His grace, and then we'll be able to be of benefit also to some people, because today is a terrible time where we live, where most of the people walk around angry. If you walk out in the cities and look on the faces, you will see that there's so few that have the peace stamped on their face. Most of them have anger, hatred, resentments, and all kinds of terrible feelings they have. And they are really struggling and fighting. But for what? They don't understand. If they're fighting for the temporary thing, to get something in this world so that they can find peace, well, that's all fleeting and it's all not real. The real peace is only comes from the Lord. And this we have to work on. And they have to work on it, of course, first of all, is to start to acquire the humility. Without that, you will never be able to get the grace of God to help you to attain that kingdom of heaven. It is a gift. But the gift is God is giving only to those who are humble, but not to those who are proud. So if we notice that we get offended when somebody tells us off, or somebody goes against our grain, says something bad to us, and we get offended, well, you can be sure that you can blame yourself and say you don't have that humility. But if you are able to take it with a peaceful heart inside of you, when you are attacked, then you can start to reap the grace of the Lord, that the Lord will send it to you. But again, never consider yourself that you have gotten humility. I had once my spiritual father, Saint Pivaret, has told me that if you think that you have humility, you can be sure you don't have it. You have the pride, the secret pride, if you think you have humility. We, all of us, have to come to a knowledge of the truth, and the truth that will open up our heart to the Lord when we consider ourselves as being the worst sinner on the earth, that no one is worse than I am. And if that's what you can say to yourself, then the heart will be open to the grace of God. Saint Eve, who is also has suffered so much through trying to be a great ascetic and being a great ascetic, and as we heard from the service today, we heard that he's compared to the Job, the much suffering Eve, the much suffering of the prophet, and also as John the Baptist, that he was living in the desert, having no comforts of this world. And my beloved, let's pray to our saints and to him and to all the saints that we meet every day. Every day we meet new saints, and let's pray to them that they will help us to come to realize what the real life on this earth is. Amen.